Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 25th of June at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to Howden about reinsurance in this country, and we'll be looking at the latest wave of scams and fraud about to hit us and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Bloomberg reports that the EU has unveiled a new package to overhaul tax rules to cut red tape and reduce the regulatory burden on business. The measures, if adopted by EU member states, could save companies up to 8 billion euros in annual compliance costs, according to the Commission. The proposed measures include ending withholding taxes for intra-EU dividends, interest and royalty payments, streamlining financing rules and removing overlapping reporting requirements. They are part of a broader EU push to make it easier to do business in the bloc and boost industry. Conor Healy in the Irish Times reports that Irish ports handled 12.7 million tonnes of goods in the first quarter of 2026, according to the CSO. This was a decrease of 2% compared to the same period last year. This decrease was largely down to the 3% drop in goods received in the first few months of the year. 8.7 million tonnes of goods were received across Ireland's eight largest ports, down 3%. Meanwhile, the amount of goods forwarded by Irish ports was marginally up to 4 million tonnes this year. From January to March, 2,500 vessels arrived in Ireland. Of the eight Irish ports, Dublin Port accounted for 61% of those arrivals. The UK accounted for 32% of the total tonnage of goods handled in the main ports. Euractiv reports that the European Commission, on behalf of the 27 EU countries, has signed a US-led Pax Silica initiative, a non-binding declaration aimed at excluding China from AI-capable semiconductor supply chains. The initiative, which is non-binding, does not include concrete proposals. This mandate included calls from the Central and European member states seeking a US commitment not to impose restrictions on AI chip exports to their countries, an option the US considered last year. Although the EU signed the declaration, individual EU countries also signed bilateral in what appeared to be a show of goodwill.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.